This is KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis, California. Hello, y'all. I'm Nancy Flagg, and this is the Cowboy Track Show. This week's show is a special one because we will be featuring the music and poetry of the 2025 winners in the International Western Music Association Annual Awards event. The event is held in November every year in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it is really a wonderful event. All the top performers come and do concerts and workshops, and all leads up to the Grand Awards ceremony. And the awards event is something akin to the Grammys, but it's exclusively for Western music and cowboy poetry. So on today's show, we'll play selections from many of the newest winners. And why not start with the winner of the 2025 Entertainer of the Year Award? And that honor goes to, drum roll, Sid Masters. And here's one of Sid's songs called High Country Trail.
Working all week, riding fence again, earning one man's wages for the work of two men. But I pay no mind to this old barbed line. My saddle's on and it's good to ride down the slope of the North Ridge line to where the fire burns that keeps me warm. High country trail, take me where I wanna go, where my horse steps light across the alpine meadow, through the aspen grove, in the dancing sunlight, to my cabin where she waits for me tonight. Here in the backwoods, picking on the front porch, washing down the sunsets with loving and moonshine, we sing out loud of our lives so proud. Hear the water giggle by while laughing out the dreams that brought me, tapping footsteps on the pathway to our home. High country trail, take me where I wanna go, where my horse steps light across the alpine meadow, through the aspen grove, in the dancing sunlight, to my cabin where she waits for me tonight. Because it's always good to come home, even better when you've got someone to come home to. Across the alpine meadow, through the aspen grove, in the dancing sunlight, to my cabin where she waits for me tonight. Because it's always good to come home, even better when you've got someone. Come home to.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That was Sid Masters with High Country Trail. All right, this next group, they're kind of a newish one, and they're called Gone with the West, and they won the 2025 Harmony Award. So here's a selection from their catalog, and it's called A New Someday.
Well, you've taken your sweet time, I knew you'd come my way. If I kept my nose to the grindstone, chasing miles, but I can see those miles are finally starting to catch up with me.
She's got a good man
who holds me in his arms,
a little piece of land.
Two horses and a barn
are happy ever after. Finally found a home. Dreaming and scheming, all those plans we've made. Oh, but how has God blessed us?
That rocky road don't seem so rocky
when you're loping along the way.
Settled for a while,
a brand new someday
will make its way around.
We'll saddle up and say,
let's pull up stakes
and ride off to a new someday.
Seem so rocky
when you're loping along the way.
Oh, maybe one day when we've settled for a while,
a brand new someday
will make its way around.
We'll settle up and say,
let's pull up stakes
and ride off to a new someday.
We'll settle up and say,
let's pull up stakes and ride off to a new someday.
Thank you. it's mad, it's in. Business keeps on moving, following the latest trends. They'd have posted one more stockyard, all the corrals are falling in. Through the wars and Great Depression, Sioux City still remains. But when the market started shifting, guess it couldn't bear the strain. The stockyard blues are closing down, we just can't keep up with the change.
Was Union Stockyard Blues by Chris Gunther, who won the 2025 Songwriter of the Year Award. Well, you want to know who is the 2025... Chris was a Songwriter of the Year, but we have the 2025 Song of the Year coming up, and that is Blessed by the West, Sarah Pearson. Here it is.
Mustang roamed the valleys, pounding out her freedom song. Her red tail ride the thermals as they hunt in early dawn. She allows our cattle to graze her grassy plains, while our keystone keep the balance of her open range. She can paint a picture with a silver mackerel sky. She'll run her brush through the frame and draw a mountain high. She can sketch an arroyo filled with desert bloom and dazzle you with starshine underneath a full blue moon. She's a beauty, she'll take your breath away. From the Tetons past the Rockies to where the Sierra Nevada lay. A place where together with our ponies we are whole. And cowboys and cowgirls know deep in our souls that we'll never tame her, we'll be forever possessed and thankful for being blessed by the West. In her painted desert, we dread the habooks may start blowing. In her majestic mountains, our fate is hers for the calling. She carves her name into our hearts, holds us in her arms, and with grace she tells us who we are. She's a beauty, she'll take your breath away. From the Tetons past the Rockies to where the Sierra Nevada lay. A place where together with our ponies we are whole. And cowboys and cowgirls know deep in our souls that we'll never tame. We'll be forever possessed and thankful for being blessed by the West. 15 hands above the ground, we watch the horizon hold the sunset. crafted by the hands of God. This place we call the take your breath away from the Tetons past the Rockies to where the Sierra Nevada lay. A place where together with our ponies we are whole. And cowboys and cowgirls know deep in our souls that we'll never tame. We'll be forever possessed and thankful for being blessed by the West. We're thankful for being blessed by the West. Thankful for being blessed by the West.
Well, let's listen to some cowboy poetry now, some award-winning poetry. The Male Poet of the Year award went to Tom Swearingen from Oregon, and he's won this award several times before. So I have made a selection for you of his catalog. This one is called Blessed to Be Western.
You ever wondered how the early settlers to the West got this far? With no MapQuest or smartphone or TomTom in their car? Well, some followed directions they'd got from someone. Some dead reckoned by the stars or shadows of the sun. Some just came by dumb blind luck. Some hired on a guide. Some just fell in with the crowd and come in with the tide. You know, it's a wonder they got here, not knowing what they'd find or even how to get here. Left all their world behind. Well, no matter how they got here or what gave them the fire, I'm glad my kin came out west and sparked in me desire to ride the open prairies and over mountain trails to embrace my western heritage and all that it entails. Thanks for coming west and planting my roots here. I am blessed to be western. It's all that I hold dear. Thank you.
Slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and the crickets are calling, the coyotes are making a way. I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail. Love to lie to the music of the wind strumming a sagebrush guitar. Over yonder hill the moon is climbing, always finds me wishing on a star. So what do you know, it's morning already and the dawning. Ride the Navajo Trail.
Was Belinda Gale, and she is one of three performers who were inducted into the Western Music Hall of Fame this November. The others who were inducted were the poet, cowboy poet Badger Clark, and the Hot Club of Cowtown. That was Belinda Gale singing Navajo Trail. Dave Alexander produced a new fusion album that combined Western swing backed by a symphony orchestra, and it resulted in a win for this 2025 Western Swing Album of the Year. Here's a song from that album, and this is called When the Bloom is on the Sage.
When it's roundup time in Texas and the bloom is on the sage, how I long to be in Texas just a riding on the range. I can smell the bacon frying when it's sizzling in the pan, hear the breakfast horn in the early morning, drinking coffee from a can, just a riding, rocking, roping, pounding leather all day long, just a swaying, sweating, swearing, listening to a cowboy song. How it beckons, and I reckon I would work for any wage, just to be again, to be free again, when the bloom is on the sage. Texas, and the bloom is on the sage. How I long to be in Texas, just a riding on the range. I can smell the bacon frying when it's sizzling in the pan, and hear the breakfast horn in the early morning, drinking coffee from a can. Just a riding, rocking, roping, pounding leather all day long. Just a swaying, sweating, swearing, listening to a cowboy song. How it beckons, and I reckon I would work for any wage, just to be again, to be free again, when the bloom is on the sage. Rockin', ropin', poundin' leather all day long, just a swayin', sweatin', swearin', listening to a cowboy song. Though it beckons, and I reckon I would work for any wage, just to be again, to be free again, when the bloom is on the sage. How it beckons, and I reckon I would work for any wage, just to be again, to be free again, when the bloom is on the sage.
We sipped tea on the farm when I was a little girl. Orange pekoe, loose leaf, brisk, just give it a swirl, and let it simmer in the pot until it had steeped just right, and had the perfect color, not too dark and not too light. Then we'd pour it through a strainer and right into the cup, and when it had cooled a bit, we would drink it up. Oh, but first we added sugar, 'cause we like our tea sweet. We didn't often get dessert, so this came as quite a treat. Now my dad made me a special tea when I had the flu. Whiskey, lemon, honey, a little bit would do. The sweat run down my forehead with the fever and the chills. He said, "This'll cure you better than any doctor's pill." Well, he must have been right, 'cause I was awful sick. But I'm still standing here, so it must have done the trick. We sipped tea in the winter after chores out in the cold, our fingers gently warmed by that cup that we would hold. But that's not how we did it when summer rolled around. We made it in the gallon jug, and we would chug it down when we came in from the hayfield, all sweaty, hot, and tired. We just needed something wet, that's all that we required. Oh yeah, and sugar too. Whether that be hot or cold, we liked our special brew. Yeah, I grew up a-sippin' tea ever since my younger days, and I still have a cup each morning. Guess I'm set in my ways. And I even taught my grandkids, we have tea parties on the floor, that tea set is their favorite toy and nothing they love more. I just hope when I get old they'll come back and visit me. We'll laugh and share and reminisce and share a cup of tea. And when I get old and my feeble hands can no longer hold the cup, they can gently press it to my lips, and I will drink it up.
That was Cheryl Sederberg. She's a cowgirl poet from the Black Hills of South Dakota, and also the winner of the 2025 Female Poet of the Year Award. And I think the sound was probably a little low on that one, so I apologize for that. I'd like to tell you about the Friends of the Yolo County Animal Services. They support adoptions for shelter animals. They offer humane education programs, and they provide information on low-cost veterinary care, pet food pantries, and lost and found animals. To learn about adoption opportunities, to foster a pet in need, to volunteer or offer your support, visit friendsofycas.org. That's Friends of Yolo County Animal Services. The Quail Ridge Conservancy encompasses 2,000 acres overlooking Lake Berryessa. The reserve is home to a wide variety of flora and fauna that's native to California's Inner Coast Range. There's native oaks and rare bunch grasses, including purple needlegrass, which is the California's official state grass. Well, that's something I didn't know. Purple needlegrass. Activities at Quail Ridge include interpretive walks and eco tours. For information on events, membership, volunteer opportunities, and more, visit, well, this is a long one here, visit members.dcn.org/QuailRid, that's QUAILRID, /QRWC.htm. Or perhaps you just enter Quail Ridge Conservancy, Wilderness Conservancy, and find your way that way. You are listening to KDRT 95.7, Davis, California, or KDRT.org worldwide. The Liz Masterson Crescendo Award recognizes a person or a group who are up and coming on the Western music scene. And this year's winner is the Arizona Wildflowers, Or would that be, are the Arizona wildflowers? I'm not sure. Anyhow, the duo are two sisters from southern Arizona, and here is their song, A Good Man.
My grandpa was a good man. He was gentle to the end. In his 70 years on earth, he never failed a friend. He rarely spoke a word in anger or didn't have a smile. He could soothe a fussy baby by just holding them while. And he spent his whole life in love with the same wife. He stood beside her all through dark times. And he loved his children and made sure they knew it. No matter what they faced, he'd help them through it. Yeah, my grandpa was a good man.
He never met a stranger. He could talk to anyone. He was loved by all who knew him, the father and the son. When the good Lord called him home, it seemed too much to bear. For all the emptiness inside, his memory remains.
And he spent his whole life in love with the same wife. He stood beside her all through dark times.
That was the Arizona Wildflowers. Well, let's move on to the 2025 Western Album of the Year. These are the International Western Music Association Annual Awards for Music and Cowboy Poetry. And you are listening to the Cowboy Tracks Show. All right, the 2025 Western Album of the Year goes to Hillary Gardner. Her album is called On the Trail with the Lonesome Pines. And the song we're going to hear off of it is called Song of the Sierras.
Sing a song of the Sierras. Let me dream of mountains high. Let me hear the cattle lowing and the cow.
the cowboy sings his love song to a lonely western moon. It's the nearest place to heaven where a man is free, and I reckon I'll be living with the one who waits for me. A song remind my true love that I'll see him by and by.
Mark Munzert is a cowboy poetry, and he just won the Cowboy Poetry Book of the Year. But luckily for our radio show, he also has a recorded version of his poems. And here's one of them. It's called Medicine Show. And after that, we will hear Aspen Black's working cowboy song of the year, which is called As Cowboy As They Come.
Medicine Show. They traveled the land and plied their hand at marketing improbable elixirs. They'd tell you their story, quite oratory, and that they themselves were the fixers. Proficient, adept, and shrewd were they back in their day to make passers-by their marks, an audience with tolerance to endure patter betwixt the larks. Suckers, drawn by musclemen of brawn, acrobats and trick shotgun displays, by minstrels and dancers in tinsels, and fire-eaters swallowing blaze. Messieurs, professors, madames, and docs, atop stages and blocks, spieling in dulcet tones, their patent medicinals, salves, tonics, lotions, and potions, oft labeled with skull and bones. Gower's Gulch medicinal ointment with anointment could smooth wrinkles and was great for removing formidable stains. Hamlin's liniment, a soothing counter-irritant for frostbite, sunburn, bug bites, and even your rheumatic pains. Pegleg Sam and Chief Thundercloud proclaimed loud their combination of ammonia, garlic, and mustard seed. Madam Cecil prescribed a mixture, amalgam its fixture, with measures of cloves, sassafras, and some odd weed. There were oxygenated bitters that could stop the jitters if in your poison was booze, and a specialized secretion from bear that would grow hair and always set you to snooze. Pumpkin stem chewable to invigorate the wooable and bring on love's glow. Acidic juice vesicles to shrink enlarged ventricles, keeping the blood aflow. Lavender and lime to remove the grime and have it drain from your ear. Root and herb-infused vermouth, restoring youth and making vision clear. Bull secretion to bolster completion of copulation appendages flaccid, and other concoctions of toxins that might kill you but reduce stomach acid. Not much change since days on the range, sellers using amusement to get you to try and buy their snake oil, much to your bemusement. The medicine show continues to go, albeit radio and television formats, foundation affirmed and confirmed. We're still the medicine show's doormats.
She wears a worn felt hat and jackwash jeans. Knows how to pull a cap from what a handshake means. She's rough and tumble as double barbed wire, as hot to handle as a branding fire. She's a buckaroo, buckamad, buckle system kind of girl. Mud on her bolts and dust in her curls. She raised a flag, raised a gun, 1880s in her blood. She's as cowboy as they come. Now she can back a trailer, change her own oil, sink a fence post deep in the rocky soil. She'll fix anything with spit and twine, not afraid to ride every kind of line. She's a buckaroo, buckamad, buckle system kind of girl. Mud on her bolts and dust in her curls. She raised a flag, raised a gun, 1880s in her blood. She's as cowboy as they come. Raise a flag, raise a gun, 1880s in her blood. She's as cowboy as they come. She's a buckaroo, buckamad, buckle system kind of girl. Mud on her boots and dust in her curls. She raise a flag, raise a gun, 1880s in her blood. She's as cowboy as they come.
Cowboying on a dime. Many of y'all might be too young to remember the mechanical horse outside a grocery store. You'd mount for free, but for one thin dime, that pony'd rock you till your butt got sore. There were several pretty options back then, depending on which market you chose. You could ride buckskins, palominos, or bays, and I'd have gladly sat any one of those. But my favorite pony was called Scout. A chestnut Tobiano like Tonto's paint. He was fitted with a silver-studded black saddle, along with a leather bridle and reins for restraint. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were my partners. Each week in black and white they'd reach out. When I jumped aboard that mechanical pony, with conviction I'd order, "Get 'em up, Scout." It wasn't often I got to actually ride Scout. My folks didn't have much change to spare. I mean, a dime bought a loaf of bread back then. There was rarely enough money for playing fair. Always hitched and waiting at the door, Scout was my patient, ever-loyal friend. I wanted to bring him an apple or carrot, but grudgingly I knew he was horse pretend. Some visits when Mom allowed, even though we couldn't spare a dime, I'd stir up steps, swing a leg over, and dream ride the range for a time. One day we might chase horse thieves who were running desperado from the law, or on another glee-filled fantasy ride, I'd be cowboying strays out of a draw. I'd memorized all the right horse commands, so to the parking lot these words I'd bellow in the eager voice of a salty trail boss using giddy up, whoa, or easy, big fellow. I didn't have no cowboy hat or bandana as Scout and I ranged o'er the purple sage. Those tapaderos were engaged by sneakers long before my coming of age. Often I'd pedal my Schwinn bicycle a mile or so to the shopping bag, just a free sit astride that pony, then bike back to my buddies and brag. Though I was still very young, I knew at the tender age of 7 or 8, somehow, one way or another, cowboying would be my undeniable fate. Who could have guessed way back then what adventures were in store, or that I'd devour everything ever written by that great cowboy author, L'Amour? No question all that saddle time with me astride old Scout helped me develop a good seat. Of that fact, I have no doubt. For when my time finally came and I mounted a horse of the live kind, I hit leather and straight confidence with an easy, familiar, routine mind. So when you hear me tell you true that I've been riding since I could walk, don't question my claim for a minute, because I'm giving you the straight talk. It was a couple decades later, after getting home from the war, I went to see my old friend Scout, but he was no longer at the grocery store. I wonder if he gave up waiting, figuring I must be long dead, or perhaps he just got replaced by a kiddie ride spaceship instead. I'm sure sorry I missed you, pal. I hope you've come to no harm. I'll forever muck your stall for you in my made-up best memories barn.
That was Rick Yonder Goodell, Cowboying on a Dime. He won the 2025 Cowboy Poetry CD of the Year. Well, we started the show with the Entertainer of the Year Award, and now it's time for Male and Female Performer of the Year. The Male Performer of the Year is John Chandler, and here's his song, Back to Cheyenne.
Last night I felt the call, leaned against the bedroom wall, swore I heard the prairie wind blowing, blowing. Went outside to sniff the air, couldn't smell Wyoming there. Wiped away a lonesome tear and thought about Cheyenne. Shining stars, high lonesome plains, coyote cries and distant trains. Everything that's in my heart is calling, calling. Downtown streets and country lanes, feelings too hard to explain. I need my home on a range, I'm headed to Cheyenne. Oh, the breeze blows a prairie symphony, one that feels like it's written just for me. With the melody that leads back to Cheyenne, one place in the world that suits me best. Back to Cheyenne, legendary crossroads of the West, like some pioneer from way back when. The road leads to Wyoming once again. Back to Cheyenne. Western arch, leave a brand burned on my heart. Bronze patina warms my soul, gleaming, gleaming. Pronghorn on the open range, watching as the seasons change. Christmas lights and summer rains, I'm almost too Cheyenne. Rodeo and grandstand lights, daddy of them all tonight. Celebrates the Western way, charming, charming.
firm handshake, the cowboy's creed, only contract that you need. Don't believe I'll ever leave, I'm back home in Cheyenne. Oh, the breeze blows a prairie symphony, one that feels like it's written just for me, with a melody that leads back to Cheyenne, the one place in the world that suits me best. Back to Cheyenne, the legendary crossroads of the West, like some pioneer from way back when. To Wyoming once again, back to Cheyenne, back to Cheyenne, oh, back to Cheyenne. Well,
I hope you're enjoying our recap of the 2025 International Western Music Association award-winning performers, writers, singers, and poets. We're going to round out today's show with the Female Performer of the Year, who is Kristen Harris. This is a recent single, one that she released with Bren Hill, and it's called Rusted Old Cowpoke. And then we'll glide on into an Ernie Martinez instrumental, because he won the Instrumentalist of the Year award. Thank you for tuning in to Cowboy Tracks, and may the rest of your week go smoothly, and may you turn your audio devices back to Cowboy Tracks next week. Happy trails to you.
Baby, what do you see in a busted up old cowpoke like me? I'm stove up and sore when I stagger through the door, and the best parts of me ain't hardly working anymore. You could have any man around instead of one that's broke and broken down. Baby, tell me, just what do you see in a busted up old cowpoke like me?
You drive a rusty, dusty truck, and you ain't got nothing but bad luck. Your old cow horse is tired, and the cow boss says you're fired. You can't drive. Jeep, but you make me drive so you can sleep. Oh, the things I do for you, what am I gonna do with a busted up old cowpoke like you?
Can I do or say to make it so you'll never go away? I don't know what I'd do. I would be so sad and blue if I didn't know that I was riding right back home to you.
You can go pick some wild flowers, and you can change all your mind to ours.
Baby, can't you see that I am hopelessly and helplessly in love with you, though I will never see what you see in an old cowpoke like me.
I like driving your truck.
You mean our truck.